All right, Patriots fans, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Paul Perillo for Toyota's Patriots Today. Paul, rounds 4 through 7 wrap up, and the Patriots get 5 new faces in the locker room. What's your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, aside from the 5 players they acquired, my biggest takeaway is that one of them was not a running back. I was a little surprised at that. I thought they had some opportunities. They made some trades. They got up into the 5th round, and I thought there were some running backs there. I thought Utah's Devontae Booker would have made sense. Kenneth Dixon was another guy I thought made sense out of Louisiana Tech. They chose to trade back down. They got a 4th-round pick in 2017, which I think is valuable.
Which is a big deal.
But they ended up without a running back. That's probably my biggest takeaway from the day 3.
But they did add some depth on offense. 2 wide receivers. Yep. One of those was the first pick of the day, Malcolm Mitchell. What do you think about him?
I really like this pick, and I think they did need some outside receivers, some young outside receivers that could challenge, maybe downfield, make some plays. Aaron Dobson's a guy they tried to get into that role a couple years ago. He hasn't really panned out. He's going to be, in a make-or-break training camp right now. So I think the Mitchell pick is one that potentially could be a really big one for the Patriots.
And as you look forward into the undrafted free agency, do you still see the Patriots going after a running back that could fill some of those lower roles on the depth chart?
I would be surprised, Miranda, if they didn't bring at least another one in. I know they have a lot of different bodies, but they really only have LeGarrette Blount as a guy that I would feel comfortable giving the football to between the tackles on a regular basis. They have James White. They have Deion Lewis coming off an injury. 2 guys that have proven that they can catch the ball. I'm not sure they're great running backs in terms of 3rd and 1. We want to line up with 2 tight ends in a power formation and give the ball to Deion Lewis. I don't think that's necessarily in his skill set. So we'll have to see what unfolds. But right now, it's just LeGarrette Blount, and that's basically what they had last year. And I don't think the running game was good enough last year.
All right. So if you were to put a bow on the draft as a whole, how do you think the Patriots come away?
Well, I really like the pick at the top with Cyrus Jones. I think that was the number 1 overall need, is cornerback. So if Jones can compete for a job as maybe in the sub package as the 3rd corner, he's also a great punt returner. And then Mitchell also has great return ability. I'm going to like those picks. I like the idea of getting some young guys with some playmaking ability. And then the wild card, Jacoby Brissett. See what he comes out with, a quarterback, a playmaking type quarterback. Anytime you add athletes, I like that idea.
And we'll have our first chance to take a look at those guys in rookie minicamp coming up in a couple of months. So until then, we can get you that update. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Paul Perillo wrapping up the draft. Thanks for watching.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.